American Legion Post 5 sits just off one of Tampa's busiest roads, Dale Mabry Highway, named for an Army captain who died in an airship accident after World War I. It's common to name streets, buildings, and bridges after military members who have died while serving their country. But as Kathy Sprigg spoke to the gathering at Post 5, she said such traditions only remind her of honors not given to her son. Army Specialist Robert Joseph Allen died by suicide in 2012.
When my Rob's body came home, there were no law enforcement or Patriot riders to escort him through streets with flag-waving citizens. There was no flag lowered at half-staff in his honor.
But in Sprigg's mind, her son's death is directly related to his service with the infantry in Iraq. She said he returned with symptoms of post-traumatic stress, paranoia, sleeplessness, and nightmares that he was burning alive inside his Stryker armored vehicle.
When my Robbie returned to Fort Lewis, Washington, after his deployment from Iraq, I rejoiced and thanked God that he came home safe and sound. Little did I know he didn't. His wounds were invisible.
There's been a lot of attention in recent years on reducing military and veteran suicide. Congress and the Department of Veterans Affairs have added mental health counselors, created peer support groups, and now require all service members to have annual mental health assessments. Still, for surviving family members, there's often a sense of stigma and isolation. That's why Post 5 held its special ceremony a week before Memorial Day. The idea came from Post member Tony Williams.
Focus is on the recognition of a service member who gave his life, even if it was not on the battlefield, but he gave his life. And we don't want to minimize that. We want to still rejoice the fact that he's still a hero.
And sometimes it's more comfortable for families of suicide victims to do that separately, away from the traditional Memorial Day ceremonies. Kim Ruwako's husband, a Marine helicopter pilot, died by suicide in 2005. She now is with TAPS, a group that works with grieving military families.
Sometimes it is helpful to be around others who have had a similar loss, to decrease the shame, be with peers, and sometimes to do memorials separately from other kinds of losses in the military.
Those separate memorial services, like the one at Post 5, are still relatively rare. But for survivors like Kathy Sprigg, they can be transformational. This was only the third time she talked publicly about her son, who was 27 when he died and left two young children.
Talking about him as a person makes him not just a number, but an actual human being that lived and laughed and loved. That's healing.
Healing, not just for her, but for many of the 50 or so people in the Legion Hall during the ceremony. Towards the end, another mother came to the microphone, Toni Gross, who lost her son in combat in Afghanistan. She called Sprigg back up to the front.
When Kathy was saying her son's name and said that there was no Patriot Guard riders there, I wanted to get up and clap. So if Kathy would say her son's name, and we'll give him the honor that he deserved for serving this United States of America. Army Specialist Robert Joseph Allen.
Sprigg said this was one of the few times since her son died that he was remembered not as a suicide victim, but as a soldier who served his country. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.